Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for gathering us together again for this last service of the day. Lord, we thank you very much for your abundance of blessings since we came here in the morning, Sunday school, teaching, and the main service in the morning. We thank you very much, Lord, for deliverances your word has brought unto us. Salvation, healings, baptism of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the joy of salvation. Thank you very much, O Lord our God. And these things, O Lord our God, were hid from the wise and the prudent and will be revealed to babes such as we learn. We thank you very much. It is your mercy, it is your grace, your foreknowledge, your predestination, your election, O Lord our God. Thank you, it is you that chose us, we never choose you. We pray thee, O Lord our God, that you will crown the blessings, Lord, with this short service. In the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord, may you meet with the need of somebody here this afternoon, Lord. Speak, Lord. Your children are listening. Take man out of the way. Help my brother, the interpreter. Help everyone at the post of duty. Thank you, our Father. Meet my brethren over there, O Lord, at Bakatari. Your grace rest upon your servant. Another part of the country, wherever service is going on, is to take place, may you be with your people. May we live here, O Lord, our God, with our cup full. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Welcome ourselves to church again this afternoon. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we read? Turn in our Bibles to the book of Exodus. Chapter 4. We read from verses 1 to 9. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee.
Moses sit down, o si wi pe sugbon kiyesi won ki yo gba mi po be ni won ki yo fesi si ohun mi nitori ti won o wi pe Oluwa ko fara mo.
And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, the rod.
Oluwa si wi fun pe kini wa ni owo re ni, o si wi pe opa ni.
And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it.
O si wi fun pe so sile. Ohun si so sile, o si di ejo. Moses si sa kuro niwaju re.
And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand.
Oluwa si wi fun Moses pe na owo re ki o si mu ni iru. Ohun si na owo re, o si mu.
That they may believe that the Lord God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee.
And the Lord said
furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow.
And
he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again. And plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was torn again as his other flesh.
O si wi pe tun fi owo re bo aya re o si tun fi owo re bo aya re o si fa yo jade li aya re si kiyesi o si pada bo o si pada bo bi eran ara.
And it came, sorry, and it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign.
Yo si se bi won ko ba pa ogbo ti won ko si feti si ohun si ami saju nje won o pa ohun si ami ikeyin bo.
And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it on the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land.
Yo si se bi won ko ba si gba ami mejeji gbo pelu ti won ko si feti si ohun re je ki iwo ki o bu ninu omi odo ni ki o si da si iyan gbe ile omi na ti iwo bu ninu odo yo di eje ni iyan gbe ile.
The Lord bless his word this afternoon to our heart. Shall please be seated. God bless you. Praise the Lord. By the grace of God, we want to look briefly into this psalm once again, just for this short time that is before us, a true sign that is overlooked.
And the title ti a fi ojure na
61 November 12
ita wa suwe ni odun 1961 ojo keji la osu kokanla.
Please go to paragraph 145.
Oje ka lo si akojopo gbolo wo kan erin ati arun.
I want to read a few paragraphs of here, then I will go back to paragraph 127 and there is some few things from another sermon to buttress what is here in the sermon that we are on it.
How ka lati yin a lo si gbogbo na ka to wa pada si nkan kan.
Now the prophet made us to know.
Bayi o li je ki o di mimo fun wa pe
that Micaiah was a sign to Jehoshaphat.
Micaiah je ami kan si Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat went to Samaria to go and greet Ahab.
Jehoshaphat lo si Samaria lati lo ki Arab.
And he made a great feast for him.
Se asela kan.
Very great to entertain him.
Lati gba ala le.
So as to woo him to himself.
Lati le power kan re mara.
When he did this,
gba jo se yi kan.
After he mentioned that no, he has already satisfied Jehoshaphat.
Leyin to ti daju pe ohun ti te Jehoshaphat lorun.
A righteous king.
It is a oba olododo Jehoshaphat.
A man that walked right before the Almighty God.
And it only did anyway Olorun Olodumare.
Like his father David did.
Bi baba re David it is a.
You read the scriptures, you find that it is not all the kings of Judah that walked with God with a perfect heart. You find that some of them, a few of them, they walk after the evil of the kings of Israel, because some of them married the daughter of of Ahab.
E ri pe awon kan ninu won se buburu bi oba Israeli tori awon mi ninu won fe omo obirin Arabi.
And don't forget that those daughters of Ahab that Jezebel born for him, they learn from their mother.
E si me gbagbe yi pe awon omo obirin Arabu yi Jezebel lo bi fun won si ja ifun ya won.
So some of them did evil. In the sight of the Lord, they didn't walk right like David their father. David, a man after God's own heart. So when he finished now, is there, before we go to the war that you mentioned, whether I will go with you to Amogide to go and fight? Can we consult the prophet of the Lord? Then, so yeah, I have them at hand. And they gathered the 400 prophets. When he gathered them, you people, shall we go to Ramoh Gilead or should we for beer? And the 400 spoke in one mind, in one accord, all of them together. But the thing didn't agree in the heart of Jehoshaphat, a righteous king. Follow it, he didn't click in his heart. Because they all speak with one accord. Then Jehoshaphat asked, is there any one more prophet we could inquire from him? Oh, what are you talking about? 400 have spoken with one accord and give him the go ahead. Even one of them, their head, made a horn of iron and said, with this, I'm going to push away the Syrians. I've heard what you say. But they say, do we still have one more? One more? Anyway, there is one. But I hate him. Micaiah, the son of Imla, he will never prophesy any good thing about me. Jehoshaphat said, don't let the king say so. Let's hear from his mouth. Then, listen to this one here. But Abraham said in paragraph 149, Jehoshaphat knew that Ahab was doomed because that real prophet Elijah had been signed to the nations, said, the dogs will eat your blood that came here.
Joseph Atima will pay Abu Oba Oti Benefun, into the way we live,
that's right.
Oti Sasotele will pay Akanyol Lai.
He knew that Jezebel and him had it coming to them. Jehoshaphat knew this. No matter all the tricks that they had tried to plan, he told
Jehoshaphat,
you put on your kingly robe, and then I will disguise myself. Oh boy. Are we going to the war?
No, lost your job, no.
He knew.
Oh my.
Whether he like it or not.
Oh boy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No matter how much he tried to disguise.
But you will go deeper to.
The word of the Lord must surely come to pass. Because as we had last week, two Sundays that God keeps his word. Now let me give us the summary of the way this messenger approached Micaiah.
Because
this is the prophet before you and me. And I'm going to connect to something I want to read here. When they sent the messenger, he got to him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The messenger said,
paragraph
150, please. Now, I will tell you, if you want to get into the next association, I will tell you what to do. You just agree that all these preachers are right. Don't forget that Jehovah God had called a conference in heaven. When he called a conference in heaven, The angels stood around him. And Jehovah God said, who will go and deceive
Ahab
so that the word of my prophet Elijah concerning him might come to pass? This one said this. He didn't click in the heart of the Almighty. Then an evil spirit from the bottomless pit came and stood before Jehovah God and gave a salute. Sir, I will go.
No, Lord.
And be in the mouth of Ahab's prophet. Put lying words in their mouth. And Ahab be deceived. And he will go to war and die. So, let's continue to read here. Am I now? Alright? You just agree that all these preachers are right. You tell them and say, you just agree. I will tell you what we will do. We will see that you get in our organization. If we will just do that, see, if you just compromise on a few things here that you are talking about, you just show, agree with them, go along. Could you imagine a true prophet of God getting away from the word of God? Could you imagine a true prophet getting away from the word of God? My
where?
This fellow said, we saw a vision. These 400 prophets, we know we are prophets. We know we are prophets. Micaiah said, I don't doubt but what you saw a vision. I don't doubt it a bit that you saw a vision. But it aren't according to that word.
See?
Amen. I saw a vision too. Amen. Oh, mercy. It was a sign. Hallelujah. He said, I saw a vision. And I saw Israel like sheep scattered on a hill, having no shepherd. Then
Zedekiah,
their bishop prophet, smack him in the mouth. He said, where did the capital S spirit of the Lord go when he left me? You said you will know on that day when you go and hide in your chambers. Hallelujah. Then he has said, take this fellow, take him back to the son of the king, let them put him in prison, feed him with the bread of sorrow and the water of affliction. When I have come back in peace, then I will come and deal with him. The way he was going to deal with him, maybe to torture him to death, maybe to cut off his head. He said, when I come back in peace, then I'll come and deal with him. Then Micah looked at him. If you come back and come in peace, then God has not spoken to me. Hear, O Israel! All of you, listen. God has put a lying spirit in the mouth of this promise of Elijah. Whether you like it or not, disguising or no disguising, he must surely go and die. Because the mouth of Jehovah has spoken it. Amen. He was a sign. Hallelujah. That that God's prophets stay with God's word. I wonder why she removed something. I don't know. All right. Praise the Lord.
And you do what?
We stop here. Let's go to paragraph 127. Praise the Lord.
And you do
what? A true sign.
And you turning.
That is overlooked. We are grateful unto the Lord. In this our generation, we are highly favored to have given us this prophet of Malachi
4.
God bless you. Give me faith that I might follow Malachi
4.
That is the song we sang this morning.
Give me
faith that my follow Malachi 4. Okay, 127. Listen,
okay.
Lovely person. The other night, talk to me. Came and put their hands around me and said, Brother
Abraham,
I want to ask you something.
Sir,
if you would just compromise a little, this talk that you are talking about, I said, what? He said, all this baptism, the churches of Chicago, and all around just want you so bad. But they are afraid you will mention that. I said, sure, I will mention it. Certainly, I will mention it. He said, well, that is the only thing they got against you. I said, then they not got against me. I wasn't the one that said it. God said it. I challenge any of them to come through it wrong. Whether the water baptism in the name of God Jesus Christ, whether it is true or not, let them come and challenge me. This is the prophet speaking. Praise the Lord. The man said, well, you see, you want to agree and make fellowship. That is the same thing they wanted him to do. God don't compromise. No, sir. He doesn't compromise. I want to say to us here, again, this happens as a reminder, there is no compromise on the part of a true Christian. Anytime, in any situation, he or she find herself, you will never compromise. She will never compromise. He said, now, Brother Brown, I want to ask you something. Did the angel of the Lord, we all believe the angel of the Lord. You see that? Did the angel of the Lord tell you this? Praise the Lord. I said, I don't care what the angel of the Lord, what the angel of the Lord will say. If it was the angel of the Lord, he will say that. He will stay with this word. Follow it,
oh.
But if he said something contrary, he wasn't the angel of the Lord. I said, regardless of what angel or another has said, Paul said, though we
are
angel from the presence of the Almighty God come and tell you something contrary to what we, the apostles of Jesus Christ, has told you,
where
that angel
be
accursed. Hallelujah. Let him be
accursed.
Brother, sister, God keeps his
word.
May God help us.
You're
moving on, you don't know what is going to happen to you tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen to me tomorrow. But as we had this morning, if your name has been written up there in the Lamb book of life that was slain before the foundation of the world, Brother Abraham tells you and me, he said, no demon from the pit of hell can erase it. And Jesus said, if it were possible, false Christ and false prophets, they will come and do signs and wonders and miracles. If it was so possible, it will deceive the very elect. But thank God, they cannot be deceived. Praise the Lord. That is why, when Billy Graham, I believe, was preaching one day in his broadcast. But Abraham said, I heard Billy Graham say, the elect has already been deceived. He said, no. He said, they cannot be deceived. He said, because why? Elect. Or the bride. He said the bride has been deceived.
He
said, the bride cannot be deceived because the bride is part of that one. She can't be deceived no matter what. Even in the face of AK-47, like Apostle used to say, oh, if they put knife on the neck of one of the bride members, they will take their stand. The bride cannot be deceived. Praise the Lord. All right. So, if that angel speak anything contrary to the word, because the word first, let that angel be accursed. All right, brother. Give us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. 58, February
14th.
Now, why I want to read this, listen to this. Angels and everybody, some fleshly pumped up something. They say something about angels. Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, and all these different cults. Follow me, please. Different cults of the Adventists and everything else. They see all kinds of things like that. But it is always contrary to the word. Praise the Lord. Paragraph 45. 58 February 14. After reading these few quotes, whatever anybody wants to do, anywhere you want to go, whatever dream you have, whatever voice you hear, whether audibly, whether you want to seek for help, where there is no help, from any denomination whatsoever, it's in your hands. Paragraph 16.
45,
please. The last something. I've had a lot.
But you call Colombo and can
go up. 45. What am I doing? Wait. Let me see. Go up. I mean, listen. I've had lots of things about angels.
Oniruru,
you see that? We've read of Joseph Smith. We all know that. But a true angel of God will bear record with the word of God, and he will never move from the womb. We are speaking on a true sign that's overlooked. Give us a true sign that's overlooked. February 23. Praise the Lord.
And you are
February 23.
Are you okay?
Paragraph 51.
I could have got a little. I don't tell you.
The angel of God.
Angel, you're alone.
Whose picture is back there?
Yeti, or I will not any. I will call you.
If it doesn't bear record of Christ, then it is a wrong angel. That about Joseph Smith seeing an angel. He didn't bear the record of Christ. But a true angel of God will bear record of Christ. A true grapevine will bear grapes. And a true spirit of God will manifest Jesus Christ. If he doesn't, then he doesn't answer to the Urim to me. We won't go into that again. We heard about that one the other Sunday. In
Israel,
when anybody have a dream or a vision or thus said the Lord, they come before the breastplate that Aaron put on. That they are the bastions of the tribes of Israel.
We
won't go into that. So, you know all that happened. If it is of God, dream, or vision, from a dreamer, from a prophet, comes before you something supernaturally, it will flicker like that. If it is not of God, it will remain dormant. Thank God today, that one has been done away with. We have the word of God with us. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's go to the faith of Abraham. Praise is the Lord. They are speaking on a true sign that's overlooked. And then we see the Bible mentioning about all kinds of fleshly manifestation of angels, this one, that one. Yeah. The Bible said they are
cause.
Paragraph
15.
Down paragraph 15. Sorry. 59. April 24. Morning. Oh, afternoon, please. If I may, down 15 before paragraph 16. If an angel comes to someone and he says something another that is not written in the scriptures, don't you believe it? Let everything come right straight from the scriptures. Everything should come right straight from the scriptures. Up, brother. Let the people see what do I read here. I say paragraph 16. What are you doing? Paragraph 16. I mean 15. Come down now. Pardon?
Oh, yeah, I see.
Thank you. I was looking at it. Paragraph 17. 37. All right. Are you seeing it now? Okay, move up, please. Move up, brother. Okay. We have everything in this country. We know that. We are no judges. But it must come from the Bible.
Oh,
listen, church. Believers are not deceived. If you are deceived, you are deceived. Joseph Smith met an angel.
Joseph Smith is
I wouldn't doubt that a bit. But when he got on all the Bible, that is when I left it. See? Right there, when he leaves the Bible, God will never do anything contrary to what he has already written. He has to stay with his word. Let all men be liars. Let God and his word be true. That's right. That is the reason I believe it that way. God has got to keep his word, see? Because he is God. And he will keep. Oh my. And he will keep his word. And any true angel will testify that is the truth. See now, then he speaks again on the Old Testament something. Finally, now. Let's speak about Mary's belief. Mary's belief. 61. January 21. Before we continue with this little time before us. When angel Gabriel appeared to Mary,
Gabriel told her Maria
and told her the word of promise that she was going to be conceived, being overshadowed by the Holy Ghost, and shall bear a son. And shall call his name this. Don't forget that a day before,
I
said, and her spouse husband,
Joseph,
they were talking about the scripture.
Hallelujah.
So, on her way to go and fetch water, she was thinking about those messages. Things. Because when she brought out the scroll, they just opened to Isaiah chapter 9. And they read, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Emmanuel. Counselor. Mighty God,
Olagbara,
Everlasting Father,
Baba Yeraye,
Prince of Peace,
Omalade Alafia,
and upon his shoulder,
like
that. She has read this before. And she was meditating on that scripture. When the angel Gabriel appeared to her,
this
is the moment here. Paragraph 61. Did I give you the something? 61, January 21. That is the way it was with Mary that morning. Something that must have taken place when she was thinking about him. And there he appeared into her presence. It was the same thing with Moses like it was with Mary. He said, you are going to conceive in your womb and bear a child. Now, she knew the angel's message was scriptural. I don't care what kind of an angel it was that appeared. If that angel's message is not scriptural and a promise of God, let it alone. Brother, sister, can we say amen to that? Let it alone. Forget about it. There have been all kinds of angels appearing. Everything. And they bring all kinds of messages. Listen. Is that angel of the Lord, whose servant I am? See, the prophet is confident. Like Paul.
People.
On the stormy sea. When they thought there was no more hope, the angel now appeared to him.
Look,
I give you all the people in the ship with you to you. Even Tony. I think that was when he told you that he was going to even preach to Caesar. Only that the ship will be destroyed. Then with that confidence, he came to the people. He said, cheer up! The angel of the Lord, whose servant I am, appeared to me this night and told me this and this and this. So the woman is confident, telling us here that if the angel of the Lord, whose servant I am, will come, if that angel will come, no matter how much it looks like the pillar of fire, because why? Even Satan has appeared as an angel of light. And is still appearing today. Those that are to be deceived. How much it look like the light? If his message didn't bear record with this war, I will let him alone. And let it be accursed. It has to be this. Joseph Smith, you know, saw an angel. He said, but it didn't bear record with the war. May God communicate the message to us. May God communicate the word, the message to us. If you are here, and you can still be believing all kinds of rotten things. May God be merciful to your soul. Alright, let me see now. Okay. Paragraph 33 of our sermon now. 133. The two signs that's overdue. But God backs up his word. It is the word. I said, it is the word of the Lord. All I ever knew
and
taught to me, sorry, all I ever knew was taught to me by him, by the angel that appeared to him. Oh my. May God help us. I never went to a school. I never went to a seminary or school. It comes from him. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? It comes from him. I said, if it was contrary to that, I wouldn't believe him. Because that's God's word.
Is
first. Everything else be a lie. God's word, stay with it. The word, stay with it. Praise be to God. Okay. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Paragraph 154. Don't forget that Micaiah, Jehoshaphat believed that a true prophet, God has his prophets that stays with God's word. 154. You got a prophet, listen now, you got a prophet that says, you should be baptized in the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. It is a false prophet. If you say there is a prophet among you that says there are three gods, it is a false prophet. There is no scripture for none of it. That's right. But a true prophet of God will stay with that word. And if his visions is contrary to that word, he is not a true prophet from God. Yes, thank you, my brother. He is not a true prophet from God. Because why? A true prophet stays with God. Hallelujah.
Let me see.
157. Thus said the Lord. The baptism using titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost is false. Thus said the Lord. I command every one of you in here or on tape that hasn't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, be baptized again in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. It must be revealed to you in your heart. No matter how much it is being said. If the prophet comes and appears before us here this afternoon and repeat this same thing we are repeating, if you don't get the revelation, you just stay here as a church member. May God help us. But that is not the will of God for you and me. You must get the revelation. You must know who you are. That Jesus paid the penalty of your sin and the penalty of my sin on the cross of Calvary, that instead of you and I to die and be eternally lost, never to see God again, he paid the penalty with his own blood on the cross of Calvary. Realizing we are born in sin and we are shaped in iniquity. And nothing else, no ritual, no sacrifice, no bring this cock, bring this goat, or bring this one, bring that one. Can I come for your sin? It is the blood of Jesus Christ that has been made for the atonement of our sin.
Then what do you do? You repent of your sin from the depth of your heart. Then you go to water and be baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. That's your past sin now. Then God promised in this world that can never fail that when you do that, He will fill you with the Holy Spirit. So the woman said, I command everyone, if who does say the law, and who does say the law, from the mouth of God, a true prophet can never fail. That is the word that He commands every one of us. This, we are hearing on tape plan now. That should be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't forget that, you know, when Paul went to Ephesus and he met those people, Apollos, preaching to them, find someone, but he looked with that eagle eye and found that, you know, something was missing. After the whole service, then he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Not when you believe. Or have you received the Holy Ghost after you said you believe? They were sincere. And they said, we have never heard whether there is anything of the Holy, anything like the Holy Ghost. Then, unto what were ye baptized? They said, unto John the Baptist. The one that people baptized Jesus Christ. Then he told them, John the Baptist taught you and baptized by immersion, telling you you should believe on Him that was to come, that is on Jesus Christ. And the Bible said that when they had this, they were baptized again, and when God laid hands upon them, they received the Holy Ghost. That is, without the Holy Ghost baptism, you are going nowhere. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay? 158. Father, Son, Holy Ghost is not Christian baptism. No Christian was ever baptized like that in the Bible. Amen. For hundreds of years after the Bible or after the apostles, it is a Catholic creed and not a Christian doctrine. Show me in the Bible. It is a fraud. Water baptism, look, I paused when I read this one. It is a fraud. It is illegal. It is contrary to the word of the living God. It is illegal, contrary to the constitution of the Almighty God from Genesis in this New Testament church. It is a deception. Water baptism in the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, even if you are immersed in water, baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is a fraud. It is the working of the devils. It's a deception. Could I say this grammar? Why say it is criminality? In the sight of God, it is criminality. The interpreter got me, sir. He got me. I don't mean to say the people that are baptized in, you know, like that, are like that way. That it was false. That it was false. That it was false, or that it was criminality. God has got a many people out there today that don't know no better. But the hour has come. We've got to get back to the world. If we expect God to walk in this day like he did then, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. That is what we had this morning. He thrilled my heart that until I your daily was sent to by them, by Elijah of Malachi 4, by 5 and 6. I will not come and smite the earth with a curse. I will not come until. Oh, yes. That is why. Listen, brothers and sisters, anywhere you go, I used to tell the people, I said, I will ever always be thank God with you until the last breath is taken away from me for sending Malachi 4 across my path. It's amazing grace. Oh, God. Church of Jesus, we are blessed of the Almighty God. We are blessed of the Lord. That is the true sign today. That's overlooked. And that's why the woman could tell you and me here. He said, Micaiah had no cooperation.
Noah
had no cooperation. Moses had no cooperation. Our Lord Jesus Christ had no cooperation. Oh my. And God keeps his word and wants his word kept by his people. Praise the Lord. God. And God wants his people, his word, to be kept by his people. We'll stop here. A true sign. That's overlooked. So anywhere you go, don't forget that water baptism in the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost is a fraud. In the sight of God, it is criminality. It is false. It's of the devil. Let us pray. We are blessed. Give me grace to follow Malachi 4 to the end. That's why, brothers and sisters, seekers of the Holy Ghost baptism, this world can never fail. Heaven and earth will pass away. You will pass away. I will pass away. Nations will pass away. Denominations, organizations, this earth will pass away. But the word of God remains the same. So God watches over this world to perform it. So you can't fail. The Holy Ghost is a promise to the elect. And only the elect are obeying. Oh yes, only the elect. With all our heart, with all our soul, with all everything that is in us, soul, spirit and body, heart and mind, let us sell that to him, lock, stock and barrel. As he spoke to us on Wednesday, whether we sink, whether sink or plunged into it, let us stay in this world of God. Brothers, sisters, in the name of the Lord, let me say this. Why is coming to my heart now? I don't know why. Thank God it's not Wednesday. It's, the church is full now. As full as it could be because of evening service. When we were at a place a few days ago, and they were testifying about the bad man. A sister stood up. Listen very well. While we are meditating, a sister stood up. I was testifying about the life of our brother. There's a business transaction between him and another brother. You see, if I try to reason myself, when I had that thing, who could that be? And then he employed this sister. Yeah, among our sisters. The sister that was now testifying. So money was coming in. And the money was not being remitted to our brother. The money was going to the other brother's pocket. Oh, goodness me. Brother, sister, brother, please, for Christ's sake, when you have no business dealing with one another, let us be honest with one another. Yes! Let us be truthful. Let us be faithful. What is money? Money will perish now. One of you, you will go. But the man said, make sure you don't do any bad thing to your brother. He said, because you are going to meet it in the future. The sister said, he said, at the end of the month, he said, it was this brother that was still paying me my own salary. Then another brother got up. He said, let me portray this thing that you know, my wife has said. He said, if I didn't say it, you will not get the picture right. He said, you will not get the picture right. It was then we learned to know that, look, you know, this is what happened. Yet, he was so peaceful in his heart. He was so calm in his heart. Don't worry. Because he was wondering, how can money be coming in? What coming in? When war comes in, money will come now. But no money was remitted to him. And yet he was using part of his salary to pay the sister. The conclusion in my heart is, it's good to be honest with one another. When somebody brings you in into his business, as a business partner, don't be a cheat. Don't cheat your brother. Oh. And say, well, we are after all, we are believers, we are brothers. Think on this thing. I never thought of saying it. It just dropped in my heart. May God help us. We'll leave here one of these days. But the Bible said, make sure you don't do a bad thing against your brother. Or don't do a wrong thing against your brother. Is that because in the future you are going to meet it? Let's think on these things. A true sign that's overdue. Brother had no cooperation. Oh yes. It was a true sign today that is overlooked. But thank God. The sign has attracted you and me. And we have embraced it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. We can say, like the Sarefath woman to Elijah, I know that the word of God in your mouth is the truth. God bless you. As you meditate upon these few words, don't cheat your brother. Don't cheat your sister. Let's be honest with one another. How much less than the outsider? Everybody was saying, brother, you are a honest brother. You are a honest brother. Oh, mercy. God bless you, church.
Shalom.
Shall we pray? Gracious eternal Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have heard again, a true sign that is overlooked. When you give your signs, it's not for entertainment. But it is to attract your own children, not for the purpose of passing an information unto them. In all the generation that has gone before, majority miss these signs that you sent. But we thank you, O God, that this is our own time. We have read the scripture. We have read history. Lord, we read of signs that were given in the days of old and those that recognized it and the blessings that followed them. Lord, thank you, O God, for our own time. You came and give, O God, unto us a true sign. And we appreciate the grace you are giving unto us to recognize this sign you have sent to us. And even the voice behind the sign. We thank you. We thank you because we belong to the group of people that cannot be deceived. Lord, we are so grateful to you. We thank you because we are part of you. You thought of us when you were doing the divine plan. You put our name on the Lamb's Book of Life. We are so grateful for all that you have done in our generation and in our life. We bless your holy name. Thank you for this word that we have had this evening. Lord, we thank you, O God, for testimonies, O God, again, that some of us listened to recently. Lord, it's an encouragement that the message is taking effect in the life of the hearers. We are grateful to you. Dear Jesus, help us as individuals that none of us will be a benchwoman, will be an onlooker, Lord, will be a spectator, but make all of us real partakers of the blessings of this day. Lord Jesus, take us further in your grace, take us further in your mercy. And those, O God, that are behind, that have not recognized their day and the message you have sent to it, we pray you will open their eyes. Grant grace unto your people, dear Father. Those that need deliverance, may you deliver them. Thank you, eternal Father. Bless this word to our hearts. May your spirit water it, dear Lord, and make it to grow, Lord, in our hearts, to bring forth its expected fruits. Bless and replenish your servant you have used this evening to bring your word unto us. May you lift up the horn of his ministry. Lord, all this word that we hear in every service, may the evil bear not be them out of our hearts. Lord, we just add of the instruction, Lord, from God himself through the prophet, commandment, that as many as are not baptized correctly in the name of Jesus Christ, they should go and do it. Dear Father, if there be anyone that has reached the age of accountability here, may you touch their heart to repent. Make them to obey this instruction, that they might get ready for your coming. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. For all you have done for us today, Lord, they are so great that we are not worthy of your blessings, but we appreciate your kindness unto us. May your name be glorified. As we go back to our homes, may these blessings follow us. Let this week be a wonderful week unto us. May they be full of your goodness, of your mercies, of your favors, of your blessing, of your protection, of everything that heaven owes, O God, may they be our portion. Be with students, be with workers, be with business people. Prosper your children, Lord. Rebuild devourers for their sake. Help us to live like Christians, wherever we are, Lord. Watch over our going out and our coming in. Thank you, dear Master. Blessed be your wonderful name. Every instrument you have used today, one way or the other, may you bless them in return. Thank you, dear Father. If you are sitting here by Wednesday, bring us again to your house for further blessings. May your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We appreciate the menu from the Ayo Jones in the afternoon. God bless you richly. The things go to their destination. Yes, go to their destination. Right. We are close. I'll manage this one. Yeah, the little valley that few of us have to represent the entire church that our brother had just to be able to talk and things on Friday. Yeah, even though it was a little something, it was one of the best I've been in. Yeah, there was glowing testimony about the celebrant, especially from the wife. It was packed full. In fact, she just leads them one after the other. And I look again at the man. I say, ah, so this man is as great as this one. That's wonderful. And in the little, because no, the celebrant is not, let me say, it's not a speaker. He doesn't talk much. He's one of the people of few words. He returned another package to the wife also. And so everything balanced at the end of the day. We may have the new song leader that day said that lessons. Wonderful. We'll leave that one for another day. God bless you. Shall we rise? Who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, yes, among. Can't we use our hands also? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness and fearful in praise. Do in wonders, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, his like unto thee, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, yes, who is like unto thee. Oh, yes, among the gods. Oh, it's like thee, glorious in holiness, and fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. All other gods, oh, they are the works of man. You are the only one, there is none. Hallelujah, all other gods. Oh, they are the works of men. You are the only one. There is none like Jehovah, you are.
Jireh, you are the most.